From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the gay bishop debate renewed in the Anglican Church. The rest of the world asks the Americans to step aside. First, the lead. The deadliest single insurgent attack since the end of combat in the Iraq War nearly 2 years ago. More than 100 people were killed in a car bomb attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla, south of Baghdad. As with many previous bombings, the attack targeted men applying for jobs with Iraq's police and National Guard. Joining us from Baghdad is Jim Muir of the BBC. Jim, welcome to Day to Day, and tell us what happened, can you?
Well, Alex, this attack took place around 9:30 in the morning local time while a whole bunch of people were waiting and queuing up behind the town hall to get medical certificates they need in order to apply for jobs with the Iraqi police and security forces and civil service. Now, a suicide bomber drove his vehicle into the area, ran right in among the crowd and detonated a massive explosion.
Well, this is pretty tough development for the government there. At the same time, they announced yesterday that they've gotten Saddam Hussein's half-brother, the Syrians, handed him over. So there's also good news for the Iraqi government.
Well, to a certain extent, I don't think anybody expects that the handover or the arrest of Sabawi, who's the half-brother of Saddam, is going to knock the bottom from under the insurgency. It is a bit of a coup in the sense that he's a known person. He had been named by Iraqi interim government officials as somebody who was playing an active part in the insurgency from neighboring Syria, both financing and organizing operations attacks inside Iraq using a network of sympathizers of the Saddam Hussein regime.
How about the capture last week of a top aide to the Jordanian terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi? Do Iraqi authorities suggest that that's going to lead to a break of some kind?
Well, they're constantly heralding the imminent detention of Zarqawi himself, but he keeps managing to slip through the fingers of the security forces. The Zarqawi group, which represents a kind of the radical Islamic half of the insurgency, as opposed to the Saddamist, if you like, old Ba'athist half that Saddam's half-brother Sabawi represents, they're just continuing, and I suspect that it may well have been them carrying out this latest attack, because it was in a Shia area. Most of the victims will have been Shia Muslims, and one of the declared aims of these people is to stir up sectarian tensions and unrest between the Shia and the Sunni Muslim communities.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Jim, thank you.
You're most welcome.